InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Our next guest flipped the job search script and wrote a book about it. Madeline Mann is a former HR insider turned career strategist and author of Reverse the Search, How to Turn Job Seeking into Job Shopping. Madeline, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Chris.
You introduced the concept of job shopping early in the book. Very briefly, how does that differ from traditional job seeking?
Job seeking is really this idea that we are at the employer's whim, that we just are lucky that they even pay us attention, and that in the interview, we should just try to answer all their questions to the best of our abilities. But job shopping goes in the direction of understanding that companies are looking for exceptional talent as well. And when you can use that to your advantage and really know the right strategies to get companies' attention, you can shift from hoping to get interviews to landing multiple offers and feeling in control and excited about your next career step.
Why do you argue that additional degrees and certifications don't often help job seekers stand out?
Degrees and certifications are good as baseline qualifications. But what I see for too many job seekers is that they think once they get the degree, once they get the next certification, they'll stand out, which is really, I've never seen a hiring manager make a decision of who to hire based on their additional certifications. It really comes down to the relationships you build and the experience you've created.
You're right that most people stay in jobs they don't like because they think things will work out. Why is that mindset so dangerous?
Because so many people are taking essentially the lazy river in their career, where they're letting the current of their career take them where they may without intentionally deciding where to go next. And there's a statistic that cites that 53% of people chose their career by simply stumbling into it. So for the most important, or at least one of the most important decisions of your entire life, too many of us are choosing to not choose. And that leads to a really unsatisfied life, sometimes not the right amount of earnings you want, and can really lead you to a career that is so much worse than if you had entered into it with more intentionality.
Our guest is Madeline Mann, author of Reverse the Search, How to Turn Job Seeking into Job Shopping. In your book, you share a client story about Alana, who job hunted while pregnant, and I'm wondering if you could briefly share that with us.
Alana was at her wit's end. She was working in learning and development at corporations. And when she got my coaching, she was really just looking for any job. And she was very nervous because she was 6 months pregnant when she was job searching. So she couldn't go into an interview without them immediately knowing her big secret. And what happened was, instead of her going from this desperation mindset, I just need to get something, I need to get employed, she changed the entire way she presented herself. She changed the way she talked about herself on her resume. She shifted the way she appeared in interviews to where her messaging was all about how to solve the company's problems. And I kid you not, Chris, she went from having zero job offers to, when she shifted to job shopping strategies, to have 9 job offers, all from companies competing for her, despite knowing that she was going to take maternity leave shortly after. And so what I hope people take away from this is that you maybe are dealt a hand of cards that makes your job search more difficult than that person whose aunt works at Merrill Lynch and just going to get you a job. But if you really apply these strategies, you can still stand out even if you're an unconventional candidate.
You talk about career security instead of job security. What is the difference?
Job security is this lie that doesn't exist anymore. That, oh, I have this secure job. Chris, we were told that secure jobs were government jobs, right? Or that they are working at these large companies. Yet we're seeing layoffs left and right from these, quote, secure jobs. So we have to throw job security out the window. Can't trust it. Career security is this idea that should your work situation become unstable, you have to move, you get laid off, you get fired, whatever it is, you are able to land your next offer quickly and in the timeline that you require. And so that means that you are building your personal brand, you are building those relationships, you are keeping your network warm, you're having all of your job shopping assets ready to go so that the moment that you need to get more opportunities, you're able to get it and you have the flexibility for the rest of your career.
In the beginning of your book, you mentioned five myths about job seeking. Which one of those is the most damaging and why?
The most damaging myth I see is that I must be open to as many opportunities as possible. And Chris, the way that this manifests itself is someone will say, "Oh, well, I'm going to present myself as good at marketing and good at project management and product management and customer success. And I'm going to brand myself as being good at all of these things because if I don't, I could miss out on an opportunity." But what unfortunately is happening is that by branding yourself as good at everything, you come across as great at nothing. And companies will run in the other direction and not want to hire you. It's actually much better to not only focus on a specific role type, but make sure that the leveling is correct. And focusing on a single industry can also increase the number of inquiries you get and job offers.
How can somebody build experience if they don't already have a job in that field?
There are quite a few different ways that you can do this. First, if you have over 10 years of job experience, there's so much that you can show that is transferable. So the first thing I would recommend you do is if you have greater than 10 years of experience to look and see how you can position your transferable skills, which is a big thing we talk about in Reverse the Search. But beyond that, if you're looking to gain more skills, I really recommend building personal projects. Even messaging someone who works at a small business and saying, "Hey, can I do a pro bono project for you so I can flex certain skills?" I just helped a client. She needed to build more quantitative research skills. She works in market research. And so I put her in contact with a few business owners of small businesses, and she did a few projects for them. And what I think a lot of people really devalue is maybe that project took her 6 hours. And they might say, "Well, that just took me 6 hours. Can I really put that on my resume?" Yes, you can. It takes 20 hours to build tangible skills in any given area. So if you can just start flexing those muscles and making real world impact versus just relying on education, that can take you really far.
Many people use LinkedIn, and you suggest a way to use your LinkedIn profile to passively attract job offers. Can you share that with us?
A lot of my clients say that over 50% of their interviews come from companies finding them on LinkedIn and asking them to interview, and that is not them applying at all. And a lot of job seekers don't realize how much this can completely reverse the search for you. So essentially, what you need to do is be searchable on LinkedIn. So you need to have the right keywords. You need to be connected to enough people. You need to optimize your profile so that these companies are finding you, because this is part of the strategy to make sure you have an inbound stream of opportunities for the rest of your career, because companies spend tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, depending on the company, on recruiters and sourcing tools. Sourcing means to find these people on LinkedIn. And so you need to be that person they find.
What low effort strategies do you recommend for thriving in a new role once you land a job?
Some really good ways to stand out quickly is to first do a listening tour. So you are given this magical free pass when you start at a company where you can basically email most people in the organization and say, "Hey, I'm new. I want to make sure I'm adding to you and the rest of the team as efficiently as possible. Would you be open to having a quick chat about your work and seeing how I can best add value?" And so this is a great way to kick off your networking in a role, because the bottom line is, if you are going to get promoted, if you're going to be able to transition teams, whatever you want, there's a bit of a likability campaign that you will have to do. You want that anyone who comes in contact with you at a role to speak very highly of you. And so that is my first tip, is do that listening tour and then put recurring meetings on your calendar with that person. Say, hey, you know, it'd be great to sync back up quarterly or every 6 weeks. It depends on their role. And now you have this easy built-in way to stay in touch with them.
Very good. Madeline, as we wrap this up, if someone listening today is feeling stuck or disillusioned with job hunting, what would be the very first step you would recommend they take?
The first step would be to reinvigorate their network. I say measure your job search in interactions, not applications. So once you know what your next career step is, what is that type of role, that type of company, I would tell everyone. I would tell your friends, your family. You're waiting in line at a coffee shop. You strike up a conversation. You talk about what you're up to. You're doing your job search. Because it is wild how much my clients have unearthed incredible opportunities that aren't even posted on job boards just by building those connections and expressing what they want. But the key here, Chris, is you have to be specific.
Well, if you're looking for a job or you just want to advance your career, this is the book for you, Reverse the Search, How to Turn Job Seeking into Job Shopping. Madeline Mann is the author. Madeline, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure.
Next, being stressed out, is it good or bad? The answer when InfoTrack continues.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.